just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I am joined by
Big Shot Bob.
And of course, I am Rocky, the host of the show, usually every single week. Sometimes one of them will jump in, but no, we're all working.
I'm contributing to hosting.
I'm just lazy. I don't want to.
He doesn't want to do editing, I know. Anyway, welcome to the show. We got a great show today. We talked about the Panthers, Cowboys, Giants. The trash Cleveland Browns, you name it, we've talked about it so far. This show today, we're going to preview a little bit to week 15. We got a breakdown, true or false.
I've got a question.
Legit. Has a question he wants to ask us, which we'll get into. But first, I got one story to talk about real fast. The NFL adds skills showdown to revamped 2017 Pro Bowl festivities featuring a dodgeball game and a relay race.
Nice.
So
nice. Love
makes
it.
Me want to watch it.
I want to watch Saturday now. I don't want to watch the game because the game is going to suck. But I'll watch those skills competitions all day long.
We've been talking about they
exactly.
need to add.
Just add some skills competitions,
a
man.
A dodgeball game?
Yeah, it's fun, man. You can see your favorite athletes, quarterbacks, talking back with the dodgeball.
I like to see Cam Newton hit somebody in the face with a dodgeball.
That would be hilarious.
I want to see the relay race. I'm more interested in the relay race.
Are they going to do like offensive linemen versus defensive linemen, wide receivers versus defensive backs? That would be cool
be great.
Quarterbacks
versus other quarterbacks.
But I like it when they do the skills challenge where they throw stuff. You know, they throw it deep and everything else.
I know they used to have like the moving guy they would throw the ball at, right. And
they do it at the like Elite 11 QB stuff.
But they
college.
Need to do it at this.
Jameis Winston swept that entire competition.
I mean, I used to love when I see these quarterbacks, you know, doing these skills. I mean, Steve Berline did it 1 year. Different guys did it.
Yep.
They need to have Cam Newton, these guys here, and do it.
I'm interested in the accuracy competition. I'm like, right. Who is really accurate?
Right.
Which wide receiver is just making their quarterback look like a stud?
Right. But the skills challenge, Daryl Green, ever you saw him rate the fastest
he
man.
He was fast as hell.
No, I love those names. James Lofton, these guys. I wish they bring that back.
I think they should.
But I think this is the right step in that direction.
I think you add like a celebrity flag football game.
Absolutely.
Kind of like the NBA does.
They do the beach. They do the beach flag. They
yeah,
do the,
but that's
that
like
one.
A direct TV only. Nobody really knows that. The only reason I know about that is because Ryan Russillo played in it a couple years back, and
right.
I heard about it when I was listening to them.
Ryan Russillo's a beast, dude.
He's big.
He's a good athlete. Anyway, you want to get into your questions now, I guess?
Yeah, man, unless you want to preview first.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, let's preview.
Week 15 preview real fast. Panthers at Redskins Monday night. It will be the Norman Campbell. The Cam Norman Bowl, I guess. Boy, I can't wait for this game. I will be there in D.C.
Are you really?
I am going, yeah.
Man, I think the Redskins are going to take it by 10.
Go ahead. I'll let Carolina.
It should be a shootout, man. Like I always say, I don't pick against my team. I'm going to pick Carolina.
See, that's the fan. That was my rant.
38-34.
Nope, that was my rant last show. Lose.
I am going with the racial slurs because I am telling you, I'm calling it now. Josh Norman at least gets one pick six.
He gets a pick six on Cam.
I bet you he gets one pick six.
It's going to be another fight.
I can't wait. I hope, man, can you imagine the fight?
None
you
of know how much trash are going to want to fight.
You know
him.
How much of a trash talk this is going to be this game.
And watch, we sitting here screaming. There's going to be a lot of trash talk, and Josh Norman going to try to play.
He going to do. He going to do the Steve Smith route where he's just going to be quiet and he's just going to run the table on us. And then
that's
like,
what I think. I think he's going to just going to get a pick six.
When Steve Smith ran the table, then he talked all that stuff after the game.
Yeah, he did.
I can't wait. I mean, I'm going to be there. It's going to be a great. I'm going to have kind of my Cowboys jersey on and everything. Anyway,
you might not make it out of D.C. alive.
I won't wear it to the game.
I will be the new host of the Breakdown Sports Show.
I'll be back. Don't worry. Those fans in D.C. tough, though.
They love their Washington.
Not like Philly, but still.
No.
Bucks at Cowboys, Sunday night game. You get to see Cowboys next two Sunday night games.
Man.
This is a huge game.
It is huge.
Listen, there's two teams in the NFC I'm worried about right now.
I feel bad for the teams that got bumped from that slot. Who was originally bumped?
Why are you worried about it?
That was probably Bears and Packers.
Probably.
I think it was. But there's two teams.
Or Bengals Steelers, probably.
There's two. That's who it was, Bengals and Steelers. There's two teams I'm really worried about in the NFC. One's the Detroit Lions because how physical that defensive line is. The second one is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The way they were playing defense, the defense line's playing, worries me.
Man,
because a team that can be more physical than our offensive line is going to give us a hard time.
Right now the line is sitting at Dallas 7-point favorite.
I would take that bet. I
think it might be closer than 7.
Yeah.
I think if the money starts falling on Tampa, the line will go down. But if you're trying to bet this game, go ahead and pick Tampa now at 7, plus 7.
Yeah. I'm actually going to take Tampa to win the game. I just think Gerald McCoy. And I'm going to tell you what about Tampa, man. Don't forget that like 6 weeks ago, Jaquizz Rodgers was the starting running back for this team, okay? Now we've got Doug Martin back and Charles Sims III. He's back. He's the third down back coming out of the backfield, catching passes. Doug Martin, man, that man runs hard. And when he ain't hurt, he's a beast.
And Cameron Brate has come alive the past few weeks.
The Sunday night game was the Patriots and Broncos.
Oh.
Because they're the 425. What? You know they always put the Broncos and Patriots
in Sunday
night. They
love that game, but they lost a lot of their losses.
Yeah. Jameis bumping them.
But, you know, going back to Tampa, I am worried about Brate and Mike Evans. But their biggest problems on their offense, they don't have another receiver outside Mike Evans.
No.
They don't. No. Humphrey's not bad, but I'm more worried about the defense. I just am. This game scares me. We needed to beat the Giants more than this game.
Because, don't let Lamonte David hurt you now.
That's what I'm worried about. But
that Noah Spence
and the Buccaneers are better on the road than they are at home.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, I actually think Tampa might win this because they're going to need it.
No, there's a good chance. And listen, I'm not being one of those Cowboys fans. I think we win this game. But, man, it's
I'm not saying it just because I like to get under your skin, but I kind of think Tampa's going to win this.
I can see it.
And before last night, the last two quarterbacks that played the Cowboys, they combined for over 70 completions on that team. So, Jameis is going to do his thing.
Our defense has played a lot better, though. I'm not that worried about the defense because our defense was playing great last night.
Run the ball.
The problem with our defense, our offense put them in bad situations.
Zeke Elliott needs 35 carries. He needs 10 passing targets out of the backfield. I don't care about usage. Get this young man the football.
Not only that, but
he's your best player.
Get him screen passes. Get him out in the open field. And that's something we didn't
take
do last night.
Take Gerald McCoy out of the game.
Right.
Because he is playing at an all-pro level again.
We need to throw the ball deep, like you talked about earlier. Take some shots deep with Dez and Terrence. So that's going to be a big game. The next big game real fast, the Lions at Giants.
That's a big game?
It's huge.
It's huge, man.
Oh!
The Lions at the Giants.
I don't know. You were saying that, and I was looking at Bears and Packers, and I was like, that's not a big game at all. What are you talking about?
So no, you guys want to talk about it?
Lions and Giants, man. I'm tell you what. I love the Detroit Lions, but after watching the Giants last night against the Dallas Cowboys – because of Matthew Stafford's injury to his hand, I'm going to have to go with the Giants on this one. If Matthew Stafford's hand was completely healthy, I would say the Lions probably get another fourth quarter comeback and win that game. But I'm worried about the health of Stafford, so I'm easily going to take the Giants on this one.
Worried about his health, worry about that lack of running game, worry about their red zone deficiency. They can't seem to score touchdowns.
I'm going to say this. I'm ready to watch the matchup between Darius Slay and Odell Beckham Jr.
That should be fun.
Slay has been playing awesome.
Slay is an all-pro corner this year, man. Absolutely.
I was going to say, I think Stafford, they're going to practice him this week with the glove and see how the bad thing, his first road game after getting his glove on in New York. So, you know, with the
ice. It's
going to
be cold.
Things,
it's going to be loud.
it's going to be tough. They don't have any running game whatsoever. That's the thing that scares me about them. But their defense line is really good. And they're going to get at – the Giants' offensive line is very below average
mm-hmm.
Because we were tearing them up last night on defense.
Yep.
I think it's gonna be one of them games like you saw last night, and I think the Lions will win because I think they'll do enough to win the game. And I think he's going to throw – Eli is playing awful, dude. I don't care what anybody says. Eli is playing absolutely horrible. And
we know how he does in the regular season.
Right. And Bob McLeod, their head coach.
McAdoo.
Yeah, the plumber, you know, wherever he is. I mean, dude, he's got the worst stash I've ever seen in my life.
That was your boy from the 49ers last year.
Tom Sula.
Yeah.
Looks like a plumber. But, you know, I think it's going to be a very physical game. I think the Lions could win.
I'm interested to see how Jim Bob Cooter comes out with Matt Stafford in the game plan because of his injury.
Can he please get a head coaching job? I just want to see Jim Bob Cooter.
I mean, you've seen what he's done since he's taken over.
Jacksonville, they need an offensive guy down there.
They definitely need an offensive guy.
True.
I got one more. I got one big game.
Oh, I got two more.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Titans at Chiefs.
Oh, that was going to be the one I was going to say.
Titans at Chiefs is a huge game. Titans trying to stay in that division race with the Texans. Do you want to talk about that game real fast?
Yeah, man. If the Texans weren't playing the Jags, I would say it's not that big of a deal if they lose to the Chiefs. But you're basically giving Texans a free win. And
even with the worst quarterback ever.
Yeah, dude, that is terrible. I can't see the Titans beating the Chiefs. I really can't. After what they did to Derek Carr and them boys on Thursday night, I just can't.
That defense, man, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Noodle arm. Hey.
Although Derek Johnson.
Let me give a heads up. That's absolutely. Let me give credit to Noodle arm. Three of three over 20 yards.
That Tyreek Hill has been a game changer for them. He helps them push the ball up the field. He makes that offense legit.
I'm going to change your name from Noodle arm to Slingshot.
That's right. What I'm talking about.
Because, you know, you're slinging it now. You're a slingshot, man.
The one thing the Titans do have is a great running game. Latavius Murray had 100 yards rushing last week. DeMarco Murray and the quarterback should have good running games. Mariota.
Yeah, I agree. But the Chiefs,
and with no Derek Johnson there, man,
hurts them.
The middle of the field should be wide open. They should be able to run. I don't know about them throwing the football. But running the football, if they can run for 250 yards, they got a chance to win that game.
I think the Chiefs will win because I'm telling you, I got a feeling the Chiefs are going to make a deep run in the playoffs. They're going to get the AFC Championship game.
They got a special season going on too, man. So, I don't know what's going on in Kansas.
Noodle arm is at it, man. He's doing it. Noodle arm against Romo in the Super Bowl. No, I'm just kidding. We'll see.
It could happen.
Pats at Broncos was the other game I was going to mention.
Whew.
This is huge for Denver.
The Broncos. To keep the playoff hopes alive. Telling you, New England hasn't looked great. I mean, they keep winning because they're the Pats. That's what they do. But we'll see what they do tonight. I'll mention if it. I wish I could have seen tonight's game to kind of know how it's going to look when they go up against.
You can still see tonight's game. Don't start until 8:30.
Well, I mean, like before I say come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. But I wish I could see what they're going to do up against a really good defense like the Ravens. And then if they struggle, then I'd have to say they're going to do the same thing against
Dude, what you're saying about the Ravens, look, I pick on the Ravens, but the Ravens are number one defense for a reason. They played the Browns twice, okay? They played the Bengals twice. They have played some very bad offensive teams.
They shut down hot Ryan Tannehill.
They did. Okay. I said it's Ryan Tannehill, dude. Really? That's where you're comparing it? I'm talking about
he's been on fire.
You know, I want to see what the Ravens do tonight. This is going to be a big measuring stick for them on defense because you're playing Tom Brady. I know it's without Gronk, but I think this is a huge game tonight to see how good that defense is. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Oh, I got nothing else. I'm good.
Are you good?
Yeah.
But Simeon, dude, they have no running game. They had 13 yards rushing yesterday against the Titans.
I know. 13. I got Devontae Booker.
Why?
Because I'm out of players. All right. I had Ryan Matthews. I'm out. I'm just out. Done? I tried Jamal Charles for a couple weeks. That didn't work out. I'm out.
But the receivers have to set up. Sanders and Thomas have to get something going. Because that's the only way they're going to make a playoff.
This is a tough week for the Patriots. And they got a tough game tonight
on
a short week. Then they got to fly to Denver to play the best pass rush in the league. Now, if they LeGarrette Blount goes crazy on them, Brady don't have nothing to worry about. But if they can't run the ball, watch out, Tom Brady. You're going to take a lot of hits like you did in last year's AFC Championship game when he was hit 30 times.
Now, you know, those are the big games. I'm going to tell you there's a Thursday night game this week and a Saturday night game. You might want to turn your channels. Because the Thursday night game is the Rams at the Seahawks. They just fired a head coach on a short week, which is crazy. Down there, you got a Thursday night game. Then Saturday, you got Matt Moore against Bryce Petty.
Nice. Woo-hoo! Let's go.
Man, that's going to be a lighting them up right there. Any Panthers fans, they know all about Matt Moore.
That's right.
But anyway, that's the preview of some of the games. You want to go into your questions?
Yeah. All right. So my question this week is, I want a reason, just real quick, nothing super in-depth, you know, however you really want to phrase it or, you know, phrase your answer. I want a reason that this team can win the Super Bowl. I didn't put New England. I didn't put Dallas or anybody.
All right.
So I'm going to go to AFC first.
All right.
Kansas City. The reason I put Kansas City on there is I can't really think of one thing Kansas City does great. They do a lot of things good. Nothing really great.
Kansas City, you want
Alex Smith, because he just wins, man. And he, besides last Thursday where he, the three turnovers, he usually keeps the Chiefs in it.
So a reason they do
they win they can win the Super Bowl.
They score different ways, and when you got a team that can score special teams, special teams, defense, offense, that's an added dimension. And they can score many different ways.
Point to rock.
Oh, we're doing point system?
That's right.
All right, awesome. All right.
So, point to rock.
Because Tyreek Hill, man, that kid.
Next.
Rookie, by the way.
Next is going to be Denver. Because a lot of people at the beginning of the year really kind of just brushed them off. Then they got hot for a while, got on the bandwagon, now everybody's falling off again. So, tell me why they can do it again. They can repeat.
Dominant defense, that's all I can think, because there's dominant defense and wide receivers get hot.
They don't stop the run, man. Their quarterback sucks. They can't do it. They aren't going to make the playoffs, and they're in the West.
But you
they're behind Oakland.
They
that's why I want a reason. They
want
they
a reason
can
why.
Win.
I just told you, they can't. So, move on.
Disqualified.
All right.
They can't win.
Rock gets the point. All right, next. Baltimore.
No, here's my reason.
Oh, now you
okay? Go
ahead. They will get everybody high that comes into Denver.
Hey, I go. They will listen, win. I feel your pain because I go through this every week with him on the wrestling show. You know, I give him an easy answer question, and he gives me something that he says ain't happening.
All right, tell me why Baltimore can win the Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco,
exactly. Their quarterback gets hot in the postseason, man.
That's a point each. All right, Houston.
Defense and Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller can do what he did yesterday, 26 carries, 100 yards. If he can do that throughout the playoffs and not have to put the ball in Brock Osweiler's hands and their defense can get a lead, they can win.
I'm going – hold on a second. I got to see here. I got to look at this real fast. If Tom Savage plays.
Gosh.
That's
– I'm going to say Tom Savage plays and the defense gets hot.
That's a point for Big Shot. Not bad. All right.
Come on, Tom Savage, man.
Moving on to
because Brock ain't getting you the Super Bowl.
Moving on to the NFC. All right. The Atlanta Falcons.
Because their offense is so dynamic, man. They have so many formations and so many weapons that they use. It's hard to defend against their offense. If they're going to win, it's going to be because of their offense.
I disagree to a point. I think they're multidimensional offense, but Vic Beasley – who is, by the way, the number one sack getter in the NFL right now. He leads the league in sacks. If he continues that, I think they can get far in the playoffs.
He gets sacks because teams are playing from behind,
no,
so he can pin his ears back because they've eliminated the other team's running game.
He scored a touchdown yesterday. Yes, he was playing the Rams, but if he can do that in the playoffs and the team's put up 20-plus points, that team's going to be even better by him getting touchdowns.
I like that answer. But that won't be the reason why.
I would say
the
Vic.
Offense is the reason they will win. He will be a contributor. If they win the Super Bowl, he will have to be a contributor.
No, he would.
But that will be the reason that they
win. No, I think the defense is going to have to contribute big because they're going to stop some of the stuff they do on offense.
All right. Tell me why the Detroit Lions can win the Super Bowl this year.
Matthew Stafford. It's all Matthew Stafford. He's been the most clutch quarterback in the fourth quarter. Without Calvin Johnson, he's going to have to continue to be clutch. If he's clutch, they can win it.
I disagree. I think if he keeps doing what he does, he needs Theo Riddick. And that defense will be solid anyway, but he needs some type of run game or somebody in the backfield to depend on.
Detroit ain't had a running game since Matthew Stafford been there.
That's
and
it's
who? Name a running back that's had close to 1,000 yards for the Detroit Lions since he's been there.
He got hurt last year. The running back got hurt.
Who?
Jacquez Bell.
Bell was good that 1 year.
He's garbage.
What you say?
Pac-Man terms,
he
garbage.
He got 800 yards rushing. You said close to 1,000. He got 800.
Garbage.
It's not garbage. But I think they need some type of running. They need something from running back in the playoffs.
We know
you can't do it with just Stafford.
No, nobody gets a point because your answer is way too obvious, and you're saying what they need, not what will.
No, that is what I'm saying. They will.
So they'll get a running game
if they get a running game.
You're talking about their imaginary run game.
Oh, you mean not if. You mean they will win?
This is what
okay.
will win.
They
the
will
Super
win
Bowl.
The Super Bowl if their defense carries them. Yeah. Defense has
nobody,
to carry.
Nobody's
them.
Getting them.
All right, fine.
All right, next one. Two more. The Washington racial slurs. Ooh. How? Well, what is the reason that they will win the Super Bowl?
For me, it's their offense. They got to get Jordan Reed back. Like Jordan
back.
Reed. He only had like 10 yards. Did he catch a touchdown?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Jordan Reed on the field. The health of Jordan Reed. If Jordan Reed ain't on the field, they have no chance.
I disagree again. I think it's going to be Ron Kerrigan and Josh Norman. Mm. They got to have some defense step up to get them to the Super Bowl.
We know their defense sucks.
We're going with Rock on that one. All right, last one. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
A number two wide receiver. No. Carrying them, Mike Evans and Jameis Winston.
That's the only way they'll win the Super Bowl. Mike Evans, Jameis Winston.
Rock's going to win, but you're both wrong. It's going to be Doug Martin and Charles
Doug Martin,
Sims.
Dude that got slammed on his neck yesterday after
run. I disagree with that. I don't think it'll be him. I think it'll be Rodgers before him. Because Martin's they're already talking about benching Martin because he's getting so many he's got the league low, almost league low in yards per carry.
He's got the Ray Rice thing going
right,
on.
Right, right. He does that, the Ray Rice syndrome.
And, Rock, you are the champion of two legit question of the week.
Oh, we're going to do two. I like that. We'll do a two legit
question. Burns my bacon, man.
What,
damn
you
it.
Losing me? You used to do, man. That's
what?
Normal.
I've been busting your ass in all the little challenges we had.
When? Name one.
The NCAA challenge past 2 years.
You lost. You picked a champion right. That's all you did.
You lost that.
I won points total. That's all that matters. If you win the point total, that is all that matters.
That's how you lost that.
He lost.
He
picks
got the
a
most
champion.
Points.
He just mad because I picked Wofford, and they almost won. There's nothing wrong with Wofford, except for Burson. Brinson Burson, who shouldn't ever be on the team. Anyway.
All right, that is going to do it. That is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three. Join us next time. We're going to do Rock's question and all our silly little games that we love to do in the last thing, which are awesome. I am your host. I'm Too Legit. Sitting to my left is
Big Shot Ball.
And, of course, I'm Rocky, and you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Good day.